Impact investor and early stage venture capital firm Angle Capital has hit the first close of its second fund at 240 crore, about $33.9 million. The firm said in a statement it expects Angle Capital Fund 2, ACF 2, to reach its target corpus of 350 crore later this year. CDC Group PLC, the UK and Sqo's development finance institution, and the Dutch Good Growth Fund invested in the fund as limited partners, LPs. State-run Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI, an existing LP, also committed capital to the fund out of its Fund of Funds program. ACF2 was launched early last year and has former CLSA executive Krishna Neelakantan as a partner. It will continue to focus on sectors such as agricultural technology, food, vernacular and health, and will also make investments in the financial and education technology segment. The fund will seek to make up to 18 investments, and Angle Capital says the investment vehicle will deploy capital to up to 8 companies this year. Reema Subramanian, co-founder and managing partner at Angle Capital, said the firm was looking to go deeper and with its investments. At Angle, our investment philosophy has always been to support entrepreneurs who are building technology-led solutions for the mass markets, and the company and Sqo's other co-founder and managing partner Ritu Verma added. Separately, CDC director and head of Catalyst Funds, Funds and Capital Partnerships Sarah Taylor said the fund would also help address the United Nations and Sqo's Sustainable Development Goals. Angle Capital, which was established by Subramanian and Verma in 2011, focuses on technologies and product innovations in agriculture, healthcare, and education, among others, to create large-scale impact. Its first fund had invested in 14 companies including Cropan, Nairamai, Health Sutra, ERC, and String Bio. In July last year, the firm invested in a healthy snack-focused food manufacturer based out of North India. In April 2018, Angle Capital had invested an undisclosed amount in medical herbs supplier Carmel Organics Private Limited. Prior to that, it backed a GrixLab, an agri-tech venture that uses a smartphone imaging to assess the quality of agriculture products.